The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, we're getting your emails all throughout the duration of the show. Want to hear what you sound like? 1-877-807-9977. We're going to change topics here. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. The man who is out to possess his possessions will soon discover that there is no easy way to victory. The highest values in life must be fought for and won.
There's that
and the greatest way to say thank you to our veterans and to the Christ who died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of mankind, the blood of Jesus Christ is the propitiation of the sins of the world. The way to say thank you to him is to fight for what he gave you. We live unto him who died for us.
Love is best shown through action and demonstration.
Always. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that in 1 John 3:18.
That's right. Love not in deed, or love indeed. Love not in word and tongue. And some people translate it as word and tongue only, but in deed and in truth. Your demonstration is what shows your love.
I want to go to Christian giving stats. I brought this up yesterday, and I thought it was very good information for people to hear. It's great information. It may jack you up a little bit. That means angry. That's young.
Jack me up so I can change my tire? What do you mean?
91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. Just chew it up. 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. That's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish, friends. Hey, will you fund my mission to go to Mexico so I can teach him Spanish? I shared yesterday on the radio show, we talked to a professor from a local college. Several Bible colleges in the state of Minnesota here. He said of himself that he knew of no one else but himself that ever did any evangelism.
The only one who taught it.
One professor. Individual, friends. And it was probably inside the building. That's got to be pretty safe.
Yeah.
You know? Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. Now, I got to stop right there for a second. Folks, is this not shameful conduct that the church in America, the professed church, for the most part, friends, it's a lack of Christianity. Just keep that in mind. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus himself. That's why he was crucified by the religious hypocrites of the day. Is it not shameful conduct that you'll see people in this country raise thousands of dollars to go out of the United States into another country, in some cases, to evangelize there, but they could care less about the kids in their own backyard?
That's right.
See, that's why we've done so many high school, friends. Because where I see a wrong, we have righted that. Through much toil and pain, and at times, let me say, misery. That's the process. 87% of which goes to work, of the $11.4 billion, 87% of that money that goes into the professed church goes to work being done among the already Christian.
Okay.
They're evangelizing Christians. You might know them, friends, as altar athletes.
I got saved again this week.
Yeah, I did.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I crucified the Lord openly, and I'm in an open shame out of him again, Hebrews 6. And I didn't even care because my preacher, he never preaches a lot of grace. And yet he doesn't see in the Bible that Jesus never abrogated the law of God. And see, my preacher doesn't realize that he's actually an anarchist. And he's at war with God. He's the sons of Belial. And in his ignorance, he calls the law legalism. That's really how stupid my pastor is. Yeah. And then we wonder why we are where we're at today. 12% of the $11.4 billion goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians. 1% among the unevangelized. Friends, listen. $12.3 trillion. Less than 1% of that money goes among the unevangelized. Why is America in trouble? Wow. You know, friends, Charles Spurgeon was right when he said this. He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Let me say that again. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Exactly. Let's have a pizza party. Wow. Whoa. When Jesus fed the multitudes, they went 3 days fasting, and he was the one that said he didn't want them to leave with anything. But now we have to allure children through clowns and pizza parties.
Clowns for Jesus.
We even went to a, this was right when I first got saved 17 years ago, and I was appalled at it. But it was interesting. I was called to go to this youth event in Minnesota, and I got there, and they were playing secular music. That means without God, to entertain unsaved kids to lead them to Jesus. Where in Scripture are you getting this? This is about as backwards as it gets.
Which Jesus?
Yes, Bar Jesus, the other one.
That's right. The one that's at war with the living King of Kings.
Amen. And who better at attacking real Christians than the professed Christians?
Same ones that hung Christ on the cross.
Our opposition in public schools across this country, yeah. The lefties, the commies, the lawless criminals, we already know them for what they are. They should all be thrown in jail. But our opposition wasn't them. It was the professed church. To their everlasting shame. I need to make this point.
Yeah.
Friends, have you ever gone into a PetSmart? Or a pet store, and you see money given to animals. Do you know that animals in this country receive more financial aid than kids in public schools and kids, students, young people in the professed church in America? What's the problem? There it is. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church for the young people, that's the financial equation as to what they receive. Less than 0.5% of 1%. Kids are in the way. Students are in the way. You know, I just had somebody email me yesterday. Jake, you just can you pull that up again?
Yeah.
I had some sweet soul email me as to how they, I don't know the gender, I didn't get the name, sorry. Rather, it was a man or a woman, but she didn't, or he didn't know that. What was it?
Yep. I love your show. Want you to know, Dean, I am a lost, fatherless child who finally found out.
Amen.
I always had a father in my life.
Amen.
It only took me 40 years to see and hear and keep up the good work. Our hope to keep our country depends on our young.
I can feel you, man. I really can. What was his name?
That's Ray Young. Ray Brown.
Ray. Okay. I want to go off on something that he had brought up to me, and I want to talk about something called Common Core. You guys know what No Child Left Behind is. No Child Left Behind is basically where they're trying to
leave no child behind.
No, they want to level the playing field. And friends, what they're doing is shooting for the floor, not the ceiling. I want to come back and I want to talk about some of the topics in International Baccalaureate and Common Core. It's more progressive, friends. That's all it comes down to. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call, friends.
We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners also. Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Have you help me out on this one really quick? Here we have. Well, let me just call it for what it is. I'm not really capping on the guy. Just it bothers me that some of these guys that have, you know, 12 million people listening to them on a daily basis, we only have what, half that. And here we have the Blaze reporting, why is Common Core so devastating for education? It's dumbing down schools across the country, it says. It's teaching math in an untested new way with no evidence that it works or has any hope of working. Math experts are even saying it marks the end of improvement in education. This is what it says. It says de-emphasizes literary work like Huckleberry Finn in favor of informational text, including song lyrics and government documents. And, of course, historical documents like the Gettysburg Address are going to be taught without any kind of context. Of course. That's how you confuse students.
Sure.
Only tell them in part. This is how the state-run media operates, too, friends, just in part. Progressives have jammed this through to the dead of night. Progressives have jammed this through in the dead of night, kind of like the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Obamacare,
anything
that they do, kind of like the tyrant King George back in the day when he would put the government in uncomfortable positions at odd times and odd places.
Knowing they couldn't make it, the GOP
but listen, leaders. Listen to the man that has 12 million people listening to him. Progressives have jammed this through, talking about Common Core, Obama's new educational global scheme. Progressives, all 1.17% of them, progressives have jammed this through in the dead of night, said Glenn DeBlaze. Besides being dumber, our kids are going to be indoctrinated with extreme leftist ideology. I'm sorry. Now, I'm curious, Glenn, how come you've taken no time, you or your buddies out there, how come you're not taking any time to right the wrong among the youth rather than just tell the parents that their kids are going to be indoctrinated with an extreme leftist ideology, criminal communist ideology? Just think about that whole statement. This is my frustration with the conservatives of the day, friends. It's a lack of Christianity, by the way, in every sense of the word. Everything in Scripture is black and white. There is no lukewarmness. There is no gray. But listen carefully. Progressives have jammed this through in the dead of night. Let's say it for what it is, Mr. Blaze. I don't have time to pay attention to what the progressives are doing because I'm too busy caught up doing my own thing and appeasing people and scaring the literal hell out of people and oppressing them through George Soros and every other bad guy that we know that is a bad guy, and we do nothing about bringing forth justice under the bad guys that we know that are out there. Who cares about our kids? I just wanted to tell you, friends, that progressives have jammed this through in the dead of night. Interestingly enough, Scripture teaches us that the enemy sow tares while men sleep. So the devil and the devils in government know exactly when to do this while you're sleeping. Now, if they do this during the time that we're resting and sleeping, then the next morning when we get up, we go grab a hold of those politicians that work for special interest groups, and we bring forth judgment against them. First, we impeach them. You know, Machiavelli, friends, was destroyed for the lack of impeachment. In America, to your own demise, because of your lack of impeachment, you're allowing these men to destroy. And for some reason, you have the belief system that this government or any government in this country has the right to go ahead and violate the Constitution or the laws of our republic. Case in point, no, they do not. They're to be held accountable the same way that we are. We're all ruled by the same law. They don't have congressional immunity, friends, to go ahead and break the law. But because you believe they do, guess what? They will. They'll always do what you let them get away with. And another warning, friends, might I just add this? They'll always do what you let them get away with. Let me say it again. They'll always do what you let them get away with. And don't let them ever get you asking the wrong questions, friends. Because they love to do that. They love to get you asking the wrong questions. Again, when you know the two foundations, the founding documents of our country, the Bible and the Constitution, and our foundational documents, they can't deceive you because you know the truth. You don't have to go out there and ask anybody else what the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence says or the Bill of Rights, which are a bunch of thou shalt nots to governments. You don't have to go around and ask anybody what it says when you have one probably in your house right now. Because I know every hotel I go to, there's the Bible.
Yeah, sure.
Every library I go to, I still know. Oh, yes, look at all they've been infiltrated with communism and this ideology that's just un-American. I know. Get it out of there. But I guarantee you there's a Constitution, there's a Declaration of Independence, and there's a Bible. And if there isn't one, then put one in there. And or the Bill of Rights. This might sound rhetorical to some, but the Bible says, train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. You know, the grown-ups of this world are responsible for the damage being done to our children. Wisdom is justified by our children. It should be completely the other way around. The children aren't supposed to protect us, friends. We're supposed to protect our children. They're not supposed to protect us. We're supposed to protect them. Our children are not supposed to raise us up in the ways that we should go. We're to raise up our children in the ways that they should go. Who are they emulating? Who are the young people of the day emulating, friends? The older generation. And here we have someone falling right, hook, line, and sinker, falling right into the groove with the progressives, when he blames the progressives. Yes, if they're guilty, then hold them accountable. Progressives have jammed this through the dead of night, said Glenn Beck. Well, Glenn, my lines are open. Anytime you'd like to get together and go out there and win the youth, stand back and I'll show you how it's done. It's an absolute way. It's an uncompromising way. It's a lawful way. It's a Republican way. It's a Christian way, because we're all one and the same. But it's time that you quit sitting back and listening to these talking heads tell you that you're losing the day when in fact you're not. Listen to this again. Progressives have jammed through in the dead of night. Besides being dumber, our kids, there's the word. Jake, anytime. Our kids. Wait a second. Our kids. How stupid do you think? Listen to this. Our kids are going to be indoctrinated with extreme leftist ideology. Our kids. Who's putting our kids into public schools? You are. That's the part America doesn't like to hear, because it brings forth responsibility. It brings forth resolve. You know what? I can't blame anybody else for what I am tolerating. I cannot blame anybody else for the evil that's out there if I'm not willing to snuff it out. Mob talk.
I think the key word there is our. If it's ours, then whose responsibility is it? And this other thing about it being jammed through in the dead of the night, I disagree with completely. This is being done in the light of day.
Thank you.
And it's being perpetrated through the media in the light of day. None of this stuff is secretive. This isn't like they get mysterious committees together to do this anymore.
Dude, here's the bottom line. They're normalizing it to the people. Mm-hmm. They think their kids are being dummied down.
Yeah.
They themselves are being dummied down by the very fact that they tolerate it.
Yep.
They tolerate it.
Because it's our kids.
It's our kids. That's my point.
Yep.
86% of them that send their kids into public school, friends, are conservatives, Christians, and or patriots. A lack thereof, that complain about what this administration is promulgating. That is hypocrisy. Isn't it interesting in the book of Hosea 4:6? The first thing God says, he said, because you have forgotten my law, 1962, God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, not suggestions, right? That's the first thing he said. He said, then I'll forget your children, because you have forgotten my law. Who's responsible? Who's he talking to? The responsible crowd, the adults. But is God still a father to the fatherless? Yes, he is. Hey, well, your faithless, the Bible talks about in the book of Timothy, he is faithful.
That's right.
And he always will be. He has not changed. America has changed. And we need to go, we need reformation, friends. We don't need change. We need to go back to who we are. We need to go back to the Old Testament. We need to go back to the old past. Jeremiah 6:16.
That's right.
Yeah. And let me say this. Isaiah 8:20. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. What are you hearing today, folks? Yeah. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come back. Heather, you can help me on this? Cool. And then we'll talk about International Baccalaureate. Ooh.
Our kids.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You know, it's worked, though. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Hey, you know what? No more emails, man. No more emails. Enough is enough.
Another.
I think we risk becoming the best informed society that has ever died of ignorance. Well, that's a double negative. No, it's not.
Really, what's happening?
Yeah. So, talking about Common Core, Obamanation's new educational scheme.
How many states do they teach in the United States through Common Core?
Heather?
46 states have implemented Common Core. Well, actually, I should say Obama's implemented it in 46 states, and there's a handful of them. Minnesota.
Are you sure it was in 57 states?
Yeah, maybe so.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well say 100.
Well, I don't know, but remember he said 57 states? Yeah. And everybody laughed at him, and that was before the re-election.
And he wants to implement Common Core? I wonder what their math standards are.
Well, we know he can add.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know what he can add? This just coming to me right now.
This is
Common Core is being offered to each of the states. There's probably some dollar bills behind it.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So he gets the dollar bills from the taxpayers of each state, then creates a stupid program that, you know, it's equivalent to his same stupidity. Then he pushes it back to them.
Ideology and serious.
Of course.
Not being facetious, friends.
It's the epitome of stupid. Anything that's going to be opposed to your own foundation is stupid.
Right.
You don't punch holes in a boat, you know, to try to decorate it.
It took 5,000 years to actually bring it about. I mean,
get this type of constitution and this type of liberty.
Yeah,
then he gives it back to them and says, oh, here's something I've created. He created it with your money and then implements it back to the...
Jack.
He illegally implemented it because he bypassed Congress.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is the people again.
You're kidding me.
And the bait attached is the bait that you've already paid. It's yours. It's your money.
Well, you know how the whole system would collapse in a week if you pulled your kids out of public schools?
Yep.
Oh.
The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Should I read that again? Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Right? The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. I didn't hear anything about the federal government violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights.
Matter of fact, it said it can only do what's delegated to it.
Well, this is a part of the UN global agenda.
Yes, it is.
To separate the kids from the parents. Right? Nothing new. Stalin did it. Mao Zedong did it. Adolf Hitler did it.
Sure did.
And
control those textbooks.
Yep. But America still has the freedom to do the right thing.
You got
it. Go ahead and share with us, please.
I'm doing the right thing.
You guys are fighting for the microphone. I see you. And I see you. What do I see Heather doing right now?
I see.
Yeah.
Like yesterday. This is an example. And I will defer the mic.
She really is.
We're not.
She's like, oh. She's making some fake gestures at you, dude.
Whoa. We got a war going on in the studio. I'm not subjugating my kids to public schools. I teach them myself.
Is there something wrong with the word subjecting? What's the difference between subjecting and subjugating? Are you trying to act like a constitutional scholar or something? I mean, do you have your credentials?
I've got them in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I feel like
Stephen's
pants.
My name.
You're a madman.
I'm a madman, yes. Heather, go for it. Turn his mic off, thank you. Go for it.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, some of the details on Obamacore, like it said, you know, replacing Huckleberry Finn with informational texts. Well, here are some of those texts. One is called Fed Views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco in 2009.
Really?
Executive Order 13423, which...
Hang on a second. Isn't the Fed Reserve, isn't that a separate entity, Jake?
It's not even part of the government. If it was, it would be even worse.
I just wanted to make sure I was thinking the right way here. Wow. Okay. So
nothing
we got
federal
the,
about it.
Thank you. And we got the kids thinking outside of the American box of that which is unlawful.
Talked to a 62-year-old woman last night who's taking the Constitution course. She said, "I never learned any of this in school." She's old.
Carrie, will you turn him off, please? Go ahead, Heather. Go for it.
The second one is Executive Order 13423. Which is titled, that executive order is titled Strengthening Federal Environmental Energy and Transportation Management.
Hang on a second. Whenever you hear environmentalism, friends, I am not even kidding you when I'm saying this, you are dealing with reprobate minds, dangerous people.
Yep.
No. Just look at the fruit of them. They cherish the world and they despise human beings.
That's right.
Okay, next point. Thank you.
Next point is there's actually in Arkansas, Jamie Highfill is a 2000, she was the middle. The 2011 Middle School Teacher of the Year. She said, this is her quote, she said, "I'm struggling with this and my students are struggling. With informational text, there isn't that human connection that you get with literature, and the kids are shutting down, they are getting bored, and I'm seeing more behavior problems in my classroom than I've ever seen."
Of course.
Well, then we've got a solution for that. The federal government can then subsidize through Obamacare putting kids on medications to help them pay attention.
Here's another thing. Do the American people realize that government is using their money?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the
base. To usurp the people they're getting the money from.
Right.
Let's just stop right there just for a second. Just for a second. Does anybody realize that it's your money that they're doing this with? So who's responsible? Oh, I love that. I love that. Because this is what it's going to be like on Judgment Day. Here, let me tell you what the great reformer Martin Luther said. Here's a prophetic rabbit trail for you, friends. The man that longs to be freed from his sin, that which put Christ on the cross, is the man that's ready for Judgment Day. Ooh, I got a witness. Ooh, can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. That is to the core of what every Christian should know right there. That is the heart of God. That is the heart of
David. Somebody who's seen Christ.
Thy word have I hidden on my heart that I might not sin against you. Lord, let no iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word, Lord. Make a plain path before me because of my enemies. I'm a companion of all them that fear thee, Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? To hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. I love that. Jake, you're supposed to be the constitutionalist. I'm the Bible guy.
Yes, it's because they've seen the sacrifice. I mean, when you say that, why would a man want to be free from a sin? Well, outside of Christ, you don't want to be. You love your sin. But inside, when you see the sacrifice of Christ, then what?
I sounded like a little kid, didn't I? You're supposed to do this now, Jake. I'm the Bible guy, man. I can sit here and preach the word all day, all night. John Wesley used
That's
to preach five times a
That's
day,
for.
Horseback
That's
for over
right.
500,000 miles in his life. Yep. Five times a day he used to preach.
And I love it when people say, just tone down that Bible thing. Oh. Are you kidding me? That's yeah. what works.
Yes, yes.
I'm wasting my breath and my time if I tone down that
here.
Bible
yeah,
thing.
Let me tell you how ineffective it is. Last week on my page, my fan page, I had over 15,642 people go to my page. Well, either someone's really threatened, or they love the bread of life.
Or both.
Thank you.
The two are synonymous.
Well, they're one and the same. Yeah. James Wilson said that two sciences run together. They're not separate.
No.
What is science? Science is the study of creation.
God ordained both.
Yes.
He ordained ministers to preach the word of God.
Yes.
He ordained ministers to control government.
Are you done, Heather? Okay, because his mic was off until you, okay, if you want to talk some more, it's one or the other.
It's one.
It's one or the other. It's one either you, Jake, or it's Heather.
Sounds like my mic's off right now.
I think it's off. Okay. Yes, now we're going to get phone calls here. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, call him up. Martin Luther, the great reformer. Love him or hate him. Don't agree with everything he said, but you know what? Man is fallible.
Oh, his fruit is...
We're walking in it.
That's right.
Yes, we're talking about the righteousness of that man of
Amen.
God, okay? Let's say it that way because I want to respect him, okay?
Yes.
Because God raised this boy up.
You got it.
He said, I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the heart of the youth. What are you hearing today, friends? Just the exact
right.
opposite. Bring up Benjamin Rush for me. Prevention is better than cure. Were you with me?
We have so many problems.
Was she already with me? Okay, amen.
So many things.
We're having some prophetic church here, friends. But now let's go over to International Baccalaureate. We're just talking about Common Core by the tyrant Obama. Wannabe. Friends, I don't want to give him too much credit because he likes that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm a good
guy. He ain't Jack. Nope. He's just being pimped out, too. International Baccalaureate is being taught in over 1,400 schools. Heather, you didn't give the word of encouragement, and you were supposed to do that. The word of encouragement concerning Common Core.
Yes, there
Here's
are.
Here's the good news, friends. Go ahead.
There are a handful of states that are refusing it. I know Minnesota is one, Colorado, Texas, a few others that are. And I know that Minnesota, obviously, Michelle Bachmann was a huge voice against No Child Left Behind and on Bush's Goals 2000.
Now, is there a reason you highlighted Michelle Bachmann? Is it? Do you want the bloggers to send me out there? You want them to make me famous again, Heather? Is that what you're doing?
No, you live in Minnesota.
I think so.
I do. Keep saying it.
Well, see,
well,
you need to understand everything I say. Some little ground feeders. Writing
That's
some
right.
blarkey about me.
There's some kind of conference.
But
well,
here,
they're mad because Michelle Bachmann actually defeated the whole thing.
Oh, of course. Okay, but now here, because they don't. I'm not going to give her away her secrets. But here's the deal, Heather. It just started. That was the word of encouragement, friends. This isn't beyond hope.
That's right.
Hope is the truth given. What are you doing with the truth given?
Yep,
there's
your
the hope.
Action. There's
see
your...
now in saying that. It just began, right, Heather?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
now, I'm going to ask you one question. I'm going to do this live because I don't want everybody to understand that I'm the same off the radio as I am on the radio. Do you need some Kleenex?
Yes.
Okay. Go do your
somebody
business.
Get,
Shut her mic
girl.
Up, please, Jake.
That's
mic
right.
On. Thank you.
Now we're back in action.
Okay, so here's International Baccalaureate. Ready for this? I'm going to say it really quick because I got one more point to make before the end of the show. This is what they're teaching students in public schools. 1,400 of them, friends. Earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. Yes, you heard me right. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions. That is never legal, friends. Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the homosexual agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Guess who's helping along
Sounds
in
American.
This educational scheme, friends? Green Cross International. His name is Mikhail Gorbachev in the United States, out of San Francisco, implementing this global scheme to kids in America. Who is he?
One of the Bolsheviks?
Yes, he was. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, warned what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from schools in America. In contemplating, said Benjamin, the political institution of the United States, I lament that if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. For this divine book, above all others, favors the equality among mankind. Notice the word equality used in the proper place.
That's right.
That respect for just I'm listening, dude.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
I'm listening.
Like I came up with that or something.
No. That equality among mankind, right. That respect for just laws. Listen to what he says right after equality.
Yep.
That respect for just laws and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government. Friends, in 2003, 9,875 juveniles were in jail or prison, according to prison and jail inmates. Oh, how that works for the bureaucracy.
Sure does.
$65 billion a year incarcerating kids. In 1999, law enforcement officers arrested an estimated 2.5 million juveniles. Approximately 104,000 of these arrests were for violent crimes. The most common offense was larceny and theft. Juveniles, them rotten kids, account for 16% of all violent crime arrests, 32% of all property crime arrests, 54% of all arson arrests, 42% of vandalism arrests, 31% of larceny theft arrests, and 33% of burglary arrests. In an American Justice Department study of 60,991 victims, 23% of all sexual offenders were under age 18 years old. Who taught them that?
That's right.
And if you didn't teach them, who inadvertently allowed them to teach them that?
Who left the doors open?
Thank you.
You look at it.
Shut the door. Keep out the devil. Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night.
Oh, shut the door.
I'm a drummer. It's a good thing I'm not a singer. Because half the people just turn me off. You know what happens when it gets really hot for my listeners? I just turn on the fans.
You are on a roll.
I cool them on. I am.
Tell another
one. It's not around my waist.
Tell another one.
Yes, totally.
You know, you've made the point of shutting the door. Each generation, well, our generations, we inherited a Judeo-Christian foundation in our morality. You look through each generation, and I notice this with the generations that were passed. They wouldn't come out and overtly sin. They didn't get divorced. Not too many people from 40 years ago that were married, have been married for over 40 years, would get a divorce. But as they keep the doors open, they don't shut them for their children. They themselves don't walk through those doors of immorality, but they don't shut them. Why? Because secretly inside they maintain or they entertain those type of sins, although they've been restrained enough by the Christian values and morals put on them by their parents.
Well, as Robert Winthrop rightly said, they're either going to be ruled by the Bible or the bayonet.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's our own duty and that's our own behavior. So those doors, it's equally important to not do them as it is to shut the doors for others to do them.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed something. Do them, what do you mean?
It's equally important not to do those sins.
Oh, commit.
Not to go out and commit. That's
come
right.
Come on, that's... Hey,
you
guys.
Commit them.
Here. I want to explain something to you.
Right,
and you, you reading the Constitution all the time? See, I'm studying commentary all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's old English.
Yeah.
It's old English. And I'm reading,
yeah, you start to talk
I'm
like
reading
it.
The Bible. You do. And as a matter of fact, when you read my letters, watch my commentary, you're out there on 30 different outlets.
Amen.
On a weekly basis. Thank you. It's old English, and I'm putting my letters together every week, and me and Heather are going back. Heather, I would have put that before that rather than after.
Yeah.
I just want you to understand, sometimes I get fumbled up. It's like, man, it's King James that I'm kicking out.
Yeah.
So ever comes across that I'm way more intelligent than you are,
mm-hmm.
it's King James's fault.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, just don't ask me to spell anything.
You know, Scripture says that, was it Peter and John?
Mm-hmm.
That
they were
brilliant
men?
You know, they said that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they seemed that they had been with Jesus.
Right.
That's where I glory in Christ. Amen.
They hadn't studied as the scribes.
I'm harassing you, Jake.
They hadn't studied as the scribes had.
Yes.
And you know what? You know, the concept of the Constitution, I don't study it at length. I don't spend hours doing it because it's so simple. It's easy to grasp. Once you read it through, you see that the founders meant for it not to be difficult, because when things get difficult, then you got to trust a lawyer to explain to you how it works. We don't have to do that in this country.
You know, I asked a kid the other day who was being disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do his homework.
Uh-huh.
I said, so tell me, what's the name of those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, no.
He just knocked their names off right away. They hold on to what matters.
Yes, they do.
Those little people do.
They know it's important.
And they
for their
are
hearts.
Smart human beings,
yep.
Them little people. You should hear my little one,
mm-hmm.
3 years old. Dude,
come on. He's fearfully and wonderfully made.
I'm not. Listen, the kid can talk 7 different languages already.
Yep.
Weird stuff, yeah.
More than the island of New Guinea.
Yes, Latin, Greek,
yep.
Hebrews, French. I mean,
Spanish.
I can go down
Spanish.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm. Portuguese.
I think so.
German?
Yeah, he talks jive, too, by the way.
Swedish?
Jive. Chinese.
Yep.
Maybe it's more than 7.
It could be.
He was smarter than Thomas Jefferson. Wow. Jake, one of the points that's important for the people to hear before, I'm giving it over to you, is that in public school, friends, when we give them constitutional information, mm-hmm. it backfires on the administrations.
Oh, yeah.
And it will backfire if you're willing to fight for your children.
Got it. As a matter of fact, read on the Brenner Brief right now. It's on the front page. Bureaucratic.
No, bureaucratic. That's okay. That's a rat sitting around drinking beer, right? And he needs to be snuffed up.
With our bureaucrats.
That's thinking.
Bureaucratic.
My wife is saying my husband's got some quick wit about him.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Touche. Yeah. Bureaucratic backfire. Students back Bradley Dean. What happens when enemies of God, enemies of your Constitution come against? The kids step up to the plate, and God forbid we awaken that army. In our country right now, folks, it is important we show them the price. Why do kids react? Kids jump up when Bradley says, let's go desecrate the veterans' graveyards after he showed them the price. They say, I'll tear your head off. Why? Because the price has been shown. Folks, that is the message that needs to get to this generation. The way you can help be a part of that, go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a variety of ways. Right on the right-hand side of the brand-new website, you're going to want to check it out just for the fact of checking it out, because the information on here is second to none. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Join this battle. Don't just listen about it. Don't just read about it, if that even makes sense, listening about it. Don't just read about it.
That doesn't make sense.
Become a son or daughter of liberty.
And this is our constitutionalist.
That's right.
No, friends, what it is it's our harvest field is our harvest field.
Amen.
Empower us. Give us firepower to reach our harvest field, friends, because we can do it, and we are doing it in Jesus' name.
And proof is evidence just in that last column. Again, bureaucratic backfire. Students back Bradley Dean. They will back the truth if you'll go in to these areas, not in the darkness of night, as was just explained before, but right during the broad daylight, bring that light, bring that truth, and the kids will follow it, and you can help do that. Become a son or daughter of liberty, or go and purchase some of our products. We have a new store with a whole bunch of different products that have Sons of Liberty all over it. Remember the Christian giving stats that Bradley just read off.
They're going to Mexico to teach in Spanish, friends. Let's win our own, and you can help us do this thing.
Put it back. If less than 0.5% of church funding goes to the youth, we have a problem, and that's why we have the results we have now. Put your funding towards them because it's a field worth sowing into, folks. These kids are worth it.
Might I duly rebuke you?
Yes.
It's less than 0.5% of 1%.
That's 0.5%, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
So bring it! Folks, become a son or daughter of liberty. Buy the My War series. Show it to your
sometimes
kids.
It's just best to shut up. Slow to speak. Swift to hear.
Swift to hear. God gave us two ears to hear.
Yes, he did.
One mouth to speak.
And twice as much, right? Yeah. We're supposed to listen twice as much as what comes out of our one hole, our pie holes. Mexican water rat. Two women from Southern California were about to cross the Mexican border to return to the U.S. when they saw what looked like a very small, sick animal in the ditch beside their car. As they examined it, it looked like a chihuahua.
Oh, cute.
And then and there, they decided to take it home with them. And because they were afraid that they were breaking the law, they put the dog in the trunk of their car and drove across the border. Once safely on American soil, they retrieved the animal and nursed it until they arrived home. One of the women was so concerned about the ailing dog that she took it into bed with her and reached out at different intervals during the night to touch the tiny animal and reassure it that it... well, that she was still present. The dog was so sick the next morning that she decided to take it to the veterinarian. That is, when she found out that that animal was a tiny, it wasn't a tiny sick dog, it was a Mexican water rat dying of rabies. See, friends, the world in the blackness of its ignorance thinks sin, the transgressions of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, is like a puppy to be played with. It is the light of God's law that awakens the sinner to the fact that he or she is in bed with a deadly rat. Folks, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Read God's moral law. The law can do no more than condemn you and drive you to the foot of Jesus Christ, the cross of Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Jesus Christ after repentance, only wrought by the Holy Ghost. Read John 3:3. Stay faithful to Christ. Read your Bible and obey. It's not difficult. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, that moral law is in Exodus 20. Read it. Tell God what you think. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, but he's also the Savior from sin, not in your sin. 1 John 3:18 says we are not to love in word or in tongue, but by deed and truth. Deeds, not words, friends. We love you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.